Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today we are joined by Sarah Avanstover. So welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be here.
Lovely, lovely. So Sarah, like before we start our conversation, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners quickly, that Sarah's journey from a cancer scare to a decade-long spiritual odyssey through Asia has shaped her into an author, teacher, and a mentor in women's spirituality and the entrepreneurship. So with features in major publications and a mission to uplift women worldwide, Sarah brings a wealth of wisdom to our conversation today. So join us as she will share her insights on balancing the business success with the inner harmony. So welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great, great. So Sarah, like to start with, like if you can share the inspiration behind your latest book, Handbook for the Heartbroken.
Well, the book starts out with a heartbreak story, and it actually includes several heartbreak stories of mine. Mm-hmm. I experienced serial heartbreaks between 2016 and 2020. Mm-hmm. And the opening heartbreak story is the tale of the night that my former fiance came home mm-hmm. and shared with me that he had been cheating on me. Not just once, not just with one person, but with many people over many years. Mm-hmm. And as anyone can imagine, or anyone who's experienced betrayal or those moments in life where who you are one moment and how your life is one moment just changes forever, yeah. disappears completely. The time after that was very, very challenging. I experienced mm-hmm. shock, grief, anger, confusion. And I realized as I was going through that, that there weren't enough supports for mm-hmm. moving through those hard periods in life. And especially when I started to experience more heartbreaks on top of that, mm-hmm. that encompassed all areas of my life, not just my relationships, but also my body, my health, my career, my finances, my sense of identity, and my self-worth, that our society, our world culture is not really set up in a way to support people when they're moving through hard times. We're in a very much like hurry up, move on kind of a culture. And I wanted to share this book to offer more companionship and more validation for people who are moving through challenging seasons of life, whatever those look like for someone.
Yeah, lovely. So, So when we talk about heartbreak, so how do you define it? Like, what are some of the common misconceptions also about it? Like, do you see any or anything you want to share?
Well, often when we think about heartbreak, we think about breakups and death. Hmm. And of course, those are two big life-quaking heartbreaks that we can experience, but there's also a whole array of other kinds of heartbreaks. So I really wanted this book to expand the conversation around what heartbreak can include. So a heartbreak is anything that we experience in life that really takes us to our knees. And brings us into those periods, like I was talking about, of shock, of grief, of anger, even of depression. And we all know what a heartbreak feels like. And even our ancestors used to die of heartbreak. It's that painful. You know, our heart is an actual muscle and we can feel the strain in our hearts. And so we all know when we're experiencing that, and it can come from a variety of things, you know, pet loss, natural disaster that impacts you personally, a war, a health challenge of yourself or another, a child or a teen moving through a challenging time, an abortion, a baby loss. There's so many different flavors of heartbreak.
Understood. So in your experience, like, what role do healing words or maybe the affirmations play in the process of healing from the heartbreak?
I think that the most important thing in healing from heartbreak is to feel our feelings. And so sometimes if we're going into things like positive affirmations, it can bring us more into our heads and can be more of an avoidance mechanism. And one of the reasons why we often get stuck in heartbreak is because we are afraid to feel the big feelings. Grief is a huge feeling. Anger is a huge feeling, and they're both taboo in a lot of cultures. So I think the most important thing is to grow the capacity to simply feel our feelings, to drop the mental stories about them, just to go in our bodies and feel the sensations, because it's the feeling of the feelings that is going to transform us and is actually going to heal us. So just like with an injury in the body, a broken leg or something like that, there's an internal healing mechanism that happens. The body knows how to heal when we provide it with the right circumstances. The same is true for our psyches and our hearts and our souls. And the more that we can just relax and allow the healing to happen rather than trying to pile things on top of it to make it better or resisting it, the more we're going to be able to pass through and actually be more whole on the other side of it.
Exactly true. Yeah. So, I mean, your book offers the practical tools and exercises for healing. So, if you could also walk us through some of these techniques.
Well, the primary technique, actually, there's two, I would say. One is spiritual, one is psychological. Because I think that we need to have that kind of double-pronged approach. So the psychological modality that I weave throughout my book is internal family systems, which is also known as IFS. It's an evidence-based psychotherapeutic model that looks at us as human beings as having a multiplicity of selves. Like, we've all had the experience of saying, like, a part of me wants to go out tonight, but another part of me wants to stay in.
Yeah.
And IFS looks at that and sees that there's nothing wrong with that, but how can we work with these different parts of ourselves and bring them into relationship with our self, which is our true nature, self with a capital S, so that ultimately it's our self that is leading the way internally and externally, and it's our self that is leading our parts. And so much of our lives, when we are feeling challenged, is because parts of us have taken over. And in a heartbreak, depressive parts can take over. Parts that are having suicidal ideation can take over. Angry parts can take over. And so how can we foster these relationships between our essential self and our parts to help us through? So that's one piece of it. And the other piece is the spiritual component. And the main modality that I recommend in the heartbreak journey is prayer. And when I say prayer, it's not linked to any religion. Another way to say is divine communication, or a conversation with the universe, a conversation with your heart or your highest self. You can use any words that you want that make sense to you, but it's really about opening up that dialogue with a higher power. Because when our personal reality gets decimated, it really is supportive to align with divine order and to ask to be guided by that source of existence to show us our next steps. because usually these times are filled with a lot of uncertainty. And to open to that higher guidance allows us to be led to the shores of our new life.
Exactly. So, okay, like, how can journaling be used as a tool for healing from heartbreak? So, do you have any specific journaling prompts that you recommend?
Yeah, so at the end of each chapter in the book, I have journaling prompts with questions about past, present, and future. Because one of the things that happens with heartbreak is that, especially in adulthood, is that we're not only healing from the current heartbreak, but there's a whole backlog of past heartbreaks that are coming to the surface to be healed at that same time as well. Heartbreaks from the past that we didn't have the resources internally or externally to meet. And so that can feel even more overwhelming when we're going through heartbreak as adults, but it's also a really powerful opportunity to come into more wholeness, to come into more maturity, to come into more integration. So journaling is, there's also just scientific studies that have been done about this. There's been some episodes on, or an episode on Andrew Huberman's podcast about thinking about taking a traumatic experience or challenging experience that feels unresolved in your life and sitting down and journaling in 4 15-minute increments and just moving your pen on the page, not letting it stop moving, stream of consciousness writing, whatever comes up. And there's a way that processes things at a deeper level in us than we could do just from the cognitive realm. So journaling, it's super simple, but it's really powerful. And when we're going through heartbreak, there's a lot to process.
Yeah.
And so the writing down of it can be really supportive for that, even if you don't consider yourself a writer.
Lovely. That's really, really lovely. Yeah. So what advice do you have for someone who is currently experiencing the heartbreak and is struggling to find that hope or a solace?
Well, the first thing I would say, honestly, is to buy my book because it will help you.
Yeah.
It's meant to be your companion through the struggles and to help you kind of find that thread, to follow that thread. The other piece, which I reiterate again and again throughout the book, is to trust your process.
Okay.
And to remember the saying that we all know so well, this too shall pass. The nature of life is change. So if things are challenging right now, they will not always be challenging. And the more that we can let ourselves be where we are and let things take as long as they need to take, paradoxically, the more things are going to flow and to shift and to change. So it's an allowance and acceptance, even when it's really, or especially when it's really, really hard. And also to get support, even if that's just talking to a friend, but to don't try to go through it all by yourself.
Okay. Lovely. So, I mean, your work often integrates the spiritual principles into healing the practices. So how can spirituality support someone going through the heartbreak?
Well, definitely the prayer aspect and just opening up to your relationship with your higher power, however you define that. Again, universe, source, God, your higher self, having that connection and really making that your primary relationship in your life to guide you through.
Okay. Got it. Great. So before we wrap up, like, what message do you hope readers will take away from your book, Handbook from the Heartbroken, and how do you envision it impacting those who are struggling with the heartbreak?
Well, heartbreak is a natural and normal part of being human. None of us are going to make it through life without several heartbreaks.
Yeah.
And so it was really normalizing it, and also to really understand that these times of heartbreak, while they are very hard, they are tremendous opportunities for growth.
Yeah.
And especially with the state of the world as it is right now, the more wisdom, the more wholeness, that we can have, each of us as an individual, the more we're going to be able to contribute to the world in the way that the world needs us to right now. And that kind of wisdom, that kind of wholeness, really only comes out of these types of experience like heartbreak.
Exactly. Great. Great. So thank you so much for joining, Sarah. Like, and dear listeners, we have delved into her book about Handbook for the Heartbroken. So from defining the heartbreak to exploring the practical healing techniques, Sarah has provided invaluable guidance for those who are navigating the complexities of emotional pain. So we hope that all of you have found her wisdom enlightening and empowering. And always at the same time, remember that healing is a journey, and with the right tools and the mindset, it's possible to emerge from heartbreak stronger and more resilient than ever. So stay tuned for more episodes where we continue to explore the transformative power of words and the healings. So till then, thank you so much.